Assistant coach Bryce Martin with us here. And coach, really the first minute of overtime, Kent took control. They got the bucket. You had a miss. They hit a three. And falling behind two possessions at the front of overtime proved to be too much. That's always key in overtime, isn't it, to grab the lead?
We want to get going, and we didn't do that. We didn't get enough stops down the stretch that we needed to get, and just the shots didn't fall in overtime, and that's the result.
Well, I think it's fair to say Kent State did as good a job as anybody has defending Marcus Hill tonight. Certainly there were a few shots that maybe normally he would make, but what, I guess, substantively did they do that bothered Marcus tonight? Was it the physicality or something they did strategically? Or what do you think that was?
You know, I think that they obviously teams are going to be scouting and then they're going to try and take Marcus out of it. So he's got to be able to let the game come. But those are shots that he normally makes and then they just didn't fall tonight.
At the end of regulation, tie game, you guys had the ball. When you think back to what ultimately played out there, was that kind of what you were looking for, or did things break down and sort of not go the way you wanted? Take me back to that situation. You didn't use a timeout, but obviously you had something called that was supposed to happen. I guess review how that played out.
Yeah, I think they saw Reed, Spurge slip to the basket, kind of bobbled it, lost it, and you know, I think it was there, but that was a read for them to be able to kind of slip that screen.
Well, we've talked about it many games this year. Your team has been, I don't want to say perfect, but ultimately making the type of plays late in the game and situational basketball, and tonight it didn't quite work out. But this did prove to be, like you and I talked yesterday at Fricker's, Kent State's physicality was apparent tonight, right?
Yeah, they came in. They're a hungry bunch, and that's their calling card. And they're getting healthy and played really good basketball tonight. But, yeah, they're always going to be super physical, and that proved that tonight. We turned the ball over too much. 14 turnovers is too many, and it's hard to dig out of that hole.
Well, you guys fell behind by double digits in the first 10 minutes or so, but then by halftime it was tied. So you led a large part of the second half, so you got something figured out from the first 10 minutes to the second 10 minutes of that first half. What were some of the keys to turning it around?
Yeah, we got stops. We got back in transition. But it all starts with stops. We weren't getting enough stops early in that game, and we can't dig ourselves holes.
Coach, the zone in the second half, we saw the 2-3 zone, and that did seem to be very effective. What was it in particular that allowed it to work against Kent tonight? Why did you go to it?
We felt like that's something that we could go to, and they were really trying to isolate those elbows or that nail area at the free throw line, and so that's something we had gone over, and that's really what they were trying to do. So we were struggling; our guards were struggling to stay in front of 13 Solinger and those guys. So we switched it up.
Well, ultimately tonight, you got a huge game from both your bigs, the rebounding. I thought that the big guys for them and for you, it was quite a battle of physicality and athleticism with Peyton and Hornbeek for them and Spurge and AG for you guys. I don't know if you'd say either side had an advantage there, but those guys left it on the floor, didn't they?
Yeah, they battled. Everyone, we knew what we were getting into. We knew it was going to be physical, and we knew it was going to be a rock fight. Those guys came to play, and then you got to give them a lot. They gave us a great punch.
Well, ultimately, it's a hard one to take, and you don't get another chance at Kent State, so that stings a little more. But I look ahead to Toledo, so no time to dwell on this one, right?
No time to dwell. And this league is a gauntlet. It's every game's going to be a battle, and toughness is going to prevail. And we didn't have enough toughness tonight.
Coach, appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Assistant Coach Bryce Martin. Falcons, a tough one tonight. They fall in overtime to Kent, 90-84.